was speaking about my experience interning with a nonprofit organization in Washington, D.C. The name of the organization I interned with is Kurama, and that's their tagline, Muslim Women Lawyers for Human Rights, which is a great description of what they do. The founder was a Muslim woman, and so their target audience is definitely Muslims, women, and Muslim women specifically, but it's not exclusively them. As you can see, for human rights, it's not just for them, it's for everybody. Their advocacy has many different approaches. One of them is legal services and civil rights. As you can tell, Muslim women lawyers. The founder, Dr. Aziz al-Hibri, was a lawyer, and many of the current employees are as well. They provide legal services and also discuss important civil rights issues from a legal perspective that are happening in the US right now. Another important aspect is research. Kurama presents articles that they give a new approach to Islam and Islamic law, and they question traditional thought that has been used to hurt women or other minorities in Islamic communities. The third important aspect of what they do are their programs. Just this month, Kurama has been hosting a Love Like the Prophet event, which discourages domestic abuse from an Islamic perspective. I think Kurama's work is very important because it fills a void in our society, because it approaches advocacy from thought and research and action, and it works for all disempowered groups, not just Muslim women. So my experience, I was an undergraduate intern, so the internship was intended to be a general internship to learn about the workings of a nonprofit organization. I worked a lot with communications and social media. I worked a lot with the communications associate specifically. So I edited videos and photos and organized them for our site. I also researched new articles that we could post on social media. And I did some translations from English to Arabic and vice versa, because a lot of our work involves Arabs in the US and the Arab world. I also did a lot of planning and preparation for different events. Since Ramadan was the past summer, we organized two iftars, or dinners in the evening where people could break their fast and come together as a community. I also worked a lot on LSP, or the Law and Leadership Summer Program, where Muslim women come from around the world for a three-week educational seminar, and they learn about Islamic law and confidence and conflict resolution. There were four other undergraduate interns who usually worked as a team, especially on those event plan things. Planning for living in DC was a very significant part of the experience. Finding short-term housing in DC with a budget is very difficult because DC is so expensive. I actually ended up finding a room on Craigslist, which was kind of risky. Whenever I tell people that, they're shocked, but it worked out great for me. I also had to figure out the transportation in DC, which is confusing, but I figured it out within about a week, and I'm really excited to go back to DC now. I think this was a very meaningful experience for me because I had never lived on my own, except for college, of course, away from home, so this was new for me, finding my own housing, dealing with everything on my own. I also never worked in a professional office setting like this, so that was very new for me. But I think it definitely taught me a lot about myself, and that I do want to work with nonprofits, especially ones that do work like Kurama, and I would encourage anyone to pursue a similar experience.